Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. In our program today, we will conclude our critique of the speech of Mr. Barack Hussein Obama in the Islamic Center in Baltimore. This is the material which Professor Todd Green is using to teach about Islamophobia. And without further ado, here he is, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, in the most important piece of his entire speech.
And today, there are voices in this world, particularly over the internet, who are constantly claiming that you have to choose between your identities as a Muslim, for example, or an American. Do not believe them. If you're ever wondering whether you fit in here, let me say it as clearly as I can. As President of the United States, you fit in here, right here. You're right where you belong. You're part of America, too. You're not Muslim or American, you're Muslim and American. And don't grow cynical. Don't respond to ignorance by embracing a worldview that suggests you must choose between your faith and your patriotism.
And here we go, America, as I have promised you in the beginning of Mr. Barack Hussein Obama's speech, that I will be covering this point in depth. You see, the problem with the American people is their ignorance of Islam. We do not know what Islam is. We do not know what Muslims believe. And if you don't know what Islam is, you can believe anything, especially if it was said to us by our leaders, our presidents, or the major liberal media in America. Especially, as we have said before, and I repeat again, when you hear the lie big enough and you hear it repeated often enough, you eventually come to believe it. Muslim American and American Muslims, this is the statement which I heard on our TVs and I read in our newspaper more than any other word since September 11. We're trying to make Islam acceptable in America. And the only way we can do that is by adding the word Muslim to the word Americans, and we add the word Americans to the word Muslims. So now it has become acceptable. It is very normal to have people in America who just happen to be Muslims. And Mr. Barack Hussein Obama is assuring his Muslim audience of this fact, and he's using that to brainwash the rest of us in America, to make us believe that Muslims fit in America to be Muslim Americans. As I said before, I repeat again today by telling you that the word Muslim Americans or American Muslims is nonsensical. It is an oxymoron statement. It is like you telling me that this gentleman is white-black or black-white. This person is a Christian Muslim or Muslim Christian. He's a Jew Muslim or a Muslim Jew. No, you can't have it this way. There is no a little pregnant. She is pregnant or not. He's a Muslim or he is an American. And I'm going to prove this to you today. First of all, you have to understand that Muslims have their own laws. We, the Americans, have our own constitution. None of the laws which we have in our constitution in the United States of America fits with the teaching of Sharia and what Muslims really believe and what Muslims will be practicing in America, like it or not. Everything we stand for in America goes against everything Muslims believe. There is no common ground, period. I love it how we see in the interfaith meetings Muslims and the so-called Jews and Christians holding hands. But in reality, nothing the Muslim believe fits with that which the Jewish believe or the Christians believe. But you know why these interfaith meetings are working well in America? It's very simple. Because the Muslims are professional liars. They are pretending to be moderate. So they will tell you, we don't believe what the radicals believe. We are here to have a common ground. We're here to have a common word. We're here to look at what unites us, not what divides us. And they give you all the nonsensical reasons why they're doing what they're doing. But the real reason is very well known. They are here to take over America. And the only way they can survive and continue to deceive the American people, they have to pretend to be moderate Muslims. Because once again, there is no moderate Muslims in the real life. Maybe in La La Land, there are moderate Muslims. But in real life, there is none. They're simply radical Muslims who wear suits and ties pretending to be Americans. Yes, indeed, you heard me right. You know what's so amazing? That in the interfaith meeting, I always see Muslim imams and Muslim leaders who know the Quran very well. I'm not talking about some guy or some lady who are, you know, halfway moderate in their way of dressing, in their way of eating, in their way of living. These are true Muslims. They will not drink a beer with you. They will not eat pork with you. They will not wear modern clothes like American ladies dressed or American men dressed, except they will put the suit and the tie if they are on camera. But on Fridays in their mosque, they wear the Muslim traditional clothes. They are pretending to be moderate Muslims, but in reality, they are real Muslims. And not just real Muslims, they are the Muslim Brotherhood. For heaven's sake, if the Muslim Brotherhood in America are moderate Muslims, so who are the radicals? Have you ever thought of that with me? My friends, moderate Muslims in America are the Muslim Jihadi of Egypt, the Muslim members of the Brotherhood of Egypt, who are burning our churches, who are kidnapping our women, who are killing our men in America. They wear suits and ties, and they call themselves moderate American Muslims. Once again, there is no moderate Muslims because there is no moderate Islam. You're a Muslim or you're not. You are a submitter or you're not. You believe fully in Islam or you do not. Unless Muslims are practicing taqiyya. That is Quran chapter 3, verse 28. That is to pretend to be friends with the infidels for the hope of protecting themselves from the infidels and for the hope of deceiving the West, the infidels, by their propaganda. But because the members of the Jewish community and the members of those who are of the so-called Christian community, who just happen to be liberals, who do not know hardly anything about what they actually believe or what Muslims really believe. They are simply a bunch of ignorant people who are used as useful idiots. And they are willing to do anything to appease the God they are worshiping. That is the devil himself. The same God whom the Muslims are worshiping. Allah, Satan. You see, a non-born-again Christian is not a Christian. And those who were born into a Jewish family from a Jewish mother, if they don't believe in Judaism, they're not Jews. Or we have to believe that all Americans are Jews and Christians. But that's not true. I believe less than 20% of those who claim to be Christians are Christians. And so on. There are plenty of Jewish people in the world who know nothing about Moses or Abraham or Yahweh, the God of the Bible. So let me give you now the proof. You see, Muslims believe that when you say the Shahada, you become a Muslim, a submitter. I know Mr. Obama called it Mohammedans. No, I call it submitters. Because the word Muhammad is the word to be praised, or the one who is worthy of praise. And that is not a name that should ever be given to any human. Because the only one whom we can call Muhammad is Jesus himself. Because he is the one who is worthy to be praised. He is the praised one. He is God Almighty who came in the flesh. Muhammad's real name was not actually Muhammad, but Qasim. But for the sake of time, let me tell you, when you become a Muslim, you submit. Now you become a Muslim, mean a submitter. That means you lose all your rights. You are a man or a woman who live without any rights. But Muslims have their own Sharia. And quickly, I will summarize for you some of what Muslims believe and what Muslims will be practicing in America. And you tell me, America, if this fits with what it is to be an American.
Have you always wanted to read exactly what the Quran teaches, but didn't know which translation you could trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After years of careful translation, with assistance from scholars around the globe, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to offer the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever produced. This study Quran is packed with valuable resources such as detailed study notes for the reader, comments and references regarding the many errors and contradictions in the Quran, careful comparisons with biblical accounts borrowed and corrupted by Muhammad, information regarding the original sources that Muhammad adopted, highlights of non-Arabic words and idioms within the text of the Quran, a detailed table of biblical prophecies about Jesus, and a clear presentation of the evidence for the Bible with a powerful gospel invitation. This modern English translation will equip you with the knowledge you need to reach those lost in the darkness of Islam. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. Please contact us at 941-223-1703. And now, back to our show.
Muslims believe that there is no freedom of religion, but we, the Americans, believe in freedom of religion. Muslims believe that there is no freedom of speech, but we Americans believe in freedom of speech. Muslims believe that there is no freedom of thought, but we the Americans believe in freedom of thought. Muslims believe that there is no freedom of artistic expression, but we the Americans believe in freedom of artistic expression. Muslims believe that there is no freedom of the press, but we Americans believe in freedom of the press. Muslims believe that there is no equality of people. A non-Muslim, an infidel, is never equal to a Muslim, but we the Americans believe all people are created equal. Muslims believe that there is no equal protection for different classes of people. Justice is dualistic, with one set of laws for Muslim people and the rest of the world have a different set of laws. But even when Muslims practice Sharia among themselves, the laws for Muslim men are different than Muslim slaves and Muslim women. But we, the Americans, believe that all people must be treated equally, no matter who you are. A Christian, a Jew, an atheist, or agnostic, religion does not have anything to do with the justice. It is one justice for all. Now, Muslims believe that there is no equal rights for women. Now, we Americans believe that there is equal rights for men, women, and even for those who do not know which they are. Muslims believe that it's okay to beat a woman physically, but we the Americans do not believe that you can beat women or even little children. Even the normal spanking which early Americans lived by up to two generations ago, today it is illegal in America. Tell this to the Muslims who love to practice the teaching of the Quran by disciplining their own wives by beating them physically. Now, Muslims also do not believe that non-Muslims can bear arms. But we Americans believe that all citizens of America have the right to bear arms. Muslims believe that there is no democracy, since democracy means that a non-Muslim is equal to a Muslim. But we the Americans believe in democracy, which means all people are equal. Muslims believe that our constitution is a man-made document of ignorance, that is a word, jahiliyyah, that must submit to Sharia. Now, we Americans believe that Sharia belongs to the foolishness of the days of Muhammad. In the 7th century, those who live in the Sahara of Saudi Arabia and those who submitted to him, and it has no place anywhere in the 21st century, not just in America, but anywhere in the world. Muslims believe that non-Muslims are dhimmi. These are the Jews and the Christians who are treated worse than third-class citizens. But in America, we Americans do not believe in any of these titles, for all people, once again, are equal. Muslims believe that all governments must be ruled by Sharia, that is, Islamic law. But we the Americans believe that all government must be ruled by the free will of people, by democracy, by freedom and liberty. Muslims do not believe in the separation of a mosque and a state, because everything about Islam is politics. More than 80% of Islam, the religion, the Quran, and the saying of Muhammad are politics, and less than 20% is religion. But we, the Americans, believe in the separation of church and the state, which means the government cannot tell the people what to believe and what not to believe. Muslims believe, unlike common law, Sharia is not interpretive, nor can it be changed. But we, the Americans, believe that our constitution, our laws, can be amended, and we can always make new laws. Muslims believe that drunkards and gamblers should be whipped. But we, the Americans, do not believe in that. Now, Muslims have a very special treatment for the homosexual. As we read, Ibn Abbas, the first cousin of Muhammad, stated in Abu Dawood, hadith number 4447, as Muhammad said, if you find anyone doing as Lot's people did, kill the one who does it and the one to whom it is done. In simple words, Muslims believe they must kill homosexuals. And sadly, most gays in America do not know that. That's why they support the Muslims, and they're trying to help the Muslims to take over America. This makes no sense whatsoever. And that's why I always say all those homosexuals are simply another group of useful idiots in America. Now, Muslims do not believe in criticizing Islam. You cannot criticize Muhammad. And if you do, you must be put to death. But we, the Americans, don't believe in that. You can criticize anyone you wish, and no punishment by death to anyone who will criticize even our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Muslims also believe in the circumcision of the females, which is the worst thing any female can ever go through. But we, the Americans, do not believe in that savage practice which used to be normal in the 7th century. But here in America, we do not allow such a practice. But believe me, because of plenty of liberals in America, they will give the Muslims the permission to do so. And I show you the hypocrisy of so-called American liberals. The testimony of females in Islam is worth half of that of a man. That is according to Quran chapter 2 and verse 282. But in America, we the Americans believe that the testimony of a male is equal to that of a female. Muslims believe that women should only receive one half of the inheritance of that which a male receives. But here in America, we do not have these laws, but people can give whatever they wish to give to their children. And if there is no will, the heirs receive equal amount. Muslims believe that Islam is superior to every other culture, faith, government, and society, as it is ordained by Allah to conquer and dominate the whole world. And boy, oh boy, if the American people know about the Muslim culture, which is built on the word of Allah in the Quran and the commands of Muhammad in the Hadith, which we just shared some of it in the last few minutes, then we will know how impossible it is for Muslims to be Americans. And that's why you will never see Muslims in America assimilating with us. And we, the Americans, also do not believe in any religion to dominate any other religion. That's why we say in America, there is freedom of religion. Muslims believe that they must hate the Jews and the Christians, as it is written in their own Quran, beginning from chapter 1. But we, the Americans, do not believe to hate any group, not even the Muslims, who harmed us here in America. So I have to say to Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, I'm sorry, your propaganda will not work if the American people can be educated about Islam and what Muslims believe. Yes, I know there are plenty of people in the world today, Mr. Obama said, especially in the internet. And I'm sorry to say that it's not just on the internet. It is all over the Muslim world. Have you been to any Muslim country on Fridays and listened to the call of supplication which Muslim imams lift up to Allah, their God, every Friday as they wish death to America, death to Israel, that our wives be widowed and our children become orphans, that may Allah burn our lands, that our land may be destroyed by earthquake, hurricane, and floods. That is the prayers which Muslims offer to Allah every Friday. So the truth, it's not just online, but it's all over the Muslim world. The true Muslim believers want the Muslims in America to choose between serving Allah or serving America, between living obedience to Muhammad or living in the propaganda life of the infidels in America. So I'm sorry to tell you, my friends, don't listen to Mr. Obama. He's deceiving you. I'm talking to our Muslim friends. You have to choose between your identity as a Muslim or in your new identity as an American. You have to choose. And to you, my dear Americans, you have to understand that some Muslims today in America are pretending to be an American. But believe me, when the right time comes, they will choose to be a Muslim over being an American. And to continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.